نستعينه ونستغفره. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل، من يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، doesn't matter because this is disactivated when you start this. For the battery indicator, I don't know how to know if the battery is low. Did you read the instructions? No. I thought you had a similar one.
No. Okay.
So inshallah we will continue with our discussion of Al-Ubudiyyah by Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. And this is our second meeting as a reminder for those who were not present last time that this... This was given by Ibn Taymiyyah as an answer to a question. This book or booklet was an answer to a question presented to Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. And the question was that... See, I'm using two books for this. So now, the first is Sharh al-Ubudiyyah, the explanation of al-Ubudiyyah by Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah al-Rajihi. And so far, the discussion that we had last time showed that his explanation is not very extensive. It's just like almost a repetition of what Shaykh al-Islam says. And the other is a book that I borrowed. It's not my copy. It's called Al-Ubudiyyah by Ibn Taymiyyah. It's the same, the original text, but with tahqiq of Ali al-Halabi. And he makes some corrections to some of the parts of the text by referring to the original manuscripts and things like that. So this will be our reference in the text. When reading the text, we refer to this. If we get into a place where it is not clear what the meaning is, we may be able to benefit from the other book, inshallah. So he starts, this is based, as I said, on a question presented to Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, in which he was asked about the ayah, Ya ayyuhan nasu abudu rabbakum, O people, worship your Lord. What is ibadah? They asked him, this ayah, what is ibadah? And what are its branches? And is the full deen, all of the deen, the totality, does it all come under it or not? What is the reality of ubudiyyah, of servitude? And is it the highest levels in this life and the next life, which means the highest levels of goodness, of righteousness? Is there anything above it, any other levels? So this was the question, but it giving a detailed explanation. And also what I mentioned last time is that, or maybe before as well, is that this very important book was not translated in a good way to English so far, has not been translated to English. There was a translation, I believe, by some of the Orientalists, which are not good. Those translations are not very good. One or more, I don't know, but they are not good translations. And they miss a lot of the meanings. And then there was a translation of about half of the book done by some brothers from Dar al-Hadith who used to publish Al-Hijra magazines a number of years ago. But as I said, they only translated half of it. Abdullah Makir and Jamil Parvin. And they were supposed to finish it, but they never got to do that. And I helped by reviewing the first part that they published. So if we get the time, inshallah, to go through this and prepare it as a good translation, then inshallah, probably we will be able, if nothing else comes in the meantime, we will be able to publish it so that more people benefit from it, because as I said, it's a very, very important book on matters of aqidah and the deeds of the heart. And it's a pity that it's not accessible to the in a good way to the English speakers. This edition that was published by Dar al-Hadith is out of print many years ago. It's a small booklet, about 100 pages maybe, or less or more, very small, almost pocket size booklet. Okay, so he started, rahimahullah, in answer to that question, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah started by giving an answer, saying that ibadah is a collective name of all that Allah loves and is pleased with of the deeds and sayings of the sayings and deeds, whether hidden or apparent. And then he started giving examples that you can refer to the tape, inshallah, to understand them. So he gave examples about sayings, about actions, about hidden and about apparent deeds and actions or sayings. And then he said after that ibadah, therefore, is the beloved goal and one which is pleasing to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of it, he created all of the creation. As he said, I have not created the jinn and the human beings, but to worship me. And it is the message with which he sent all of the messengers. And then he mentioned several ayat of the Quran, which indicate that every messenger used to come to his people, telling them, worship your Lord, worship Allah, worship your Lord, you have none except him. And also, he described his angels by being, his good creatures by being constant in worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. He described the angels, the prophet, the angels, and other good, righteous creatures of his that are constant in worshipping Allah. For instance, he said, وَلَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَلَا يَسْتَحْبِهُنَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لَا يَفْتُرُونَ, which means to him belongs all what is in the heavens and on earth. And those who are in his presence, they are not arrogant, nor they get bored of it. They make tasbih, exalt him, night and day, without getting tired of that. And other ayat to the same meaning, and also about the righteous people, and that Allah Azza wa Jal promised to protect his ibad, his ibad whom, that is those who are described with ibadah or with ubudiyyah. So the person who performs ubudiyyah, the servitude, the worship to Allah Azza wa Jal in the proper way, is called abd of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the plural is ibad. Subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to protect his ibad in the face of the temptation and harm of Satan by saying, "Inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan." As for my ibad, my worshippers, you have no power over them. And we mentioned also that Allah praised or described his messenger, his last messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the description of ubudiyyah in the best of his situations. Such as in Isra, which is a situation of praise and choice, that of all the humanity, he is the only one that was selected to make Isra from one place to another at night and then go to the upper heaven. So he said, Subhana alladhi asra bi abdihi layla. Exalted be he who made Isra, who took his abd at night on the night journey from, that is, Mecca to Jerusalem. And also in regard to revelation, he said, فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. He revealed to his servant whatever he revealed. That is, Allah Azza wa Jal revealed to his servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whatever he revealed. And in the situation of da'wah, which is also a situation of praise, that one, a man is making da'wah as he is commanded, Allah Azza wa Jal described him by being his abd. وَأَنَّهُ لَمَّا قَامَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ يَدْعُوهُ كَادُ يَكُنُونَ عَلَيْهِ لِبَدَى. And that when the abd of Allah stood up to make da'wah invitation, call to him, they almost fell in layers of him, that is, trying to attack him or harm him. And in the challenging other people, he said, إِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأَتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِثْلِهِ. If you are in doubt in regard to what we have revealed to our servant, then come up with one surah similar to it. So again, he used the word abd here. So then he concluded that all of the deen comes under ibadah. All of the deen comes under ibadah. And then he talks a little bit about the hadith of Jibreel when he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he asked him about Islam and Iman and Islam and Ihsan. And then he said that this is Jibreel came to you to teach you your deen. So he made all of these things that he mentioned, this hadith, as part of the deen, as part of the ibadah, because as he says, deen includes the meaning of submission. Deen, the word deen means khudu' and dhul, submission and humility. Okay? That's the word deen. يُقَالُ دِنْتُهُ فَدَان. You say, I dintuhu, which means I made him submissive to me, and he became submissive. فَدَانَ. أَيْ ذَلَّلْتُهُ فَدَال, which means I humbled him or humbled it, and it became humble or easy for me to use or utilize. Like, you know, a wild animal that you get and you keep training it until it becomes submissive to you, that is tamed. So that is similar. ذَلَّلْتُهُ فَذَلْ. ذَلْ means it became tamed or submissive to me. So that is the word deen, means has the meaning of submission. And you also say, يَدِينُ اللَّهُ وَيَدِينُ لِلَّهِ أَن يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَيُطِيعُ وَيَخْضَعُ لَهُ. You say, somebody, يَدِينُ اللَّهُ or يَدِينُ لِلَّهِ, which means he offers his deen to Allah Azza wa Jal, which means he is submissive to Allah, which means he worships Allah, obeys him, and submits to him. So the deen of Allah, to offer the deen to Allah, means to worship him and obey him and be submit to him, which shows that this also has a common meaning with ibadah. Deen and ibadah are very similar in meaning. That is why in the hadith of Jibreel there is no mention of ibadah, or actually there is mention, أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. To worship Allah as if you see him, even though you do not see him, he still sees you. But at the end, I mean, the whole teaching that came in the hadith of Jibreel, at the end are described as هذا جبريل أتاكم يعلمكم دينكم. This is Jibreel, he came to teach you your deen. He didn't say your ibadah, but he brought this to show that actually when it is similar to talking about ibadah, and that ibadah covers all of our worships, of our acts. Go take care of that. And the ibadah also carries the meaning of dhul, of humility and submission. You say in Arabic, tariqun mu'abbad, a road which has been mu'abbad, made humbled or made submissive, which means it has been, people have walked on it so much that it has become easy to walk on. Okay? Paved. So that is by walking on it. So the word used for that is a mu'abbad, which comes from the same word of abudiyya or ibadah, which comes carries the meaning of zul, of submission and humility. Because when you walk on the road, you are actually humbling it again and again and again until it becomes smooth and paved for walking. However, the ibadah that we are commanded to perform does not only mean submission and humility, but it also carries the meaning of love. So he says here that it includes the meaning of complete humility before Allah Azza wa Jal, together with complete love of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we mentioned, still this is from last time, several meanings or levels of love from the and that ibadah is the highest of love. That is the you can say is think about someone or being concerned or being inclined, inclined to someone. That is the very first level of love. And then there is stronger. The highest of them above devotion is worship, is ibadah or abudiyya. And when a person submits to another person, even though he hates him, we do not say that he worships him. If somebody submits fully to a person but he hates him, he is not a abid of that person, he is not a abid of that person, he is not a worshipper of that person. And if someone loves something or another person but he does not submit to him, he is not a abid for him either. He is not a abid for him either. So, like that, a person would love his child or his son, his child or his friend. So, if a person loves his child or his friend, that doesn't mean that he worships him. Okay? And if a person has to obey his boss, that doesn't mean that who is oppressive, that doesn't mean that he worships him. So worship carries the meaning of both. It must have the combination of these two things, which are submission and love. Let's see if this is where we got last time. No, we got a little further. So we are still reviewing. Next time, inshallah, we try to shorten the review. This time it's longer because I have more new people. But next time, inshallah, it'll be shorter. So therefore, neither of the two things, the love or the submission, are sufficient to in regard to the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, it should be that Allah is more beloved to the abd than anything else, and it should be that He is greater to him than anything else. Greater to him, which means he feels himself lower before him and lesser than anyone or anything else. And no one deserves this except Allah. No one deserves the complete love and the total love as well as total submission except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And anyone or anything that is loved for other than Allah's cause, then loving that thing is futile or useless or bad. And whatever is given regard and exalted without the command of Allah, then glorifying such a thing is invalid or wrong. Allah Azza wa Jal says, and He brings the ayah in which He warns the believer that if their worldly possessions of relatives, of children, wives, tribes, wealth, trade, dwellings, etc., if all of these worldly possessions are more beloved to them, to us, than Allah and His Messenger, and striving for His cause, then wait until Allah's command comes, which means of punishment. So this shows that loving all of these things is not acceptable. Only loving things that, the only acceptable love is that which is recommended and accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the essence of love should be to Allah and His Messenger. It's like, similar to obedience. Obedience should be to Allah and His Messenger. And pleasing should be also to Allah and His Messenger. And giving should be for the sake of Allah and His Messenger. And then we mentioned that the only supporter, or the one who is hasib, which means kafi, which means sufficient, the one who is sufficient to us, should be Allah alone. And this is in reference, maybe I should mention the ayah, because it clarifies why he said this. He brought an ayah in this discussion which says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ رَضُوا مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ سَيُؤْتِينَ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَرَسُولُهُ إِنَّا إِلَى اللَّهِ رَاغِبُونَ, which means, had they been pleased with or accepted what was given to them by Allah, and they said, sufficient to us is Allah, Allah will give us of His bounties, of His favors, and His Messenger, and we are seeking the pleasure of our Lord. Inna illahi radhibun. Now, this ayah, he says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ رَضُوا مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ, Shouldn't they have been pleased with what Allah has given them? And then a little later he says, سَيُؤْتِينَ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَرَسُولُهُ, Allah and His Messenger will give us of His bounty. So he says giving could be from Allah and from His Messenger. So it could be from the Creator, or Allah would make a means to one of His creatures to give to others. And in this case, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. And as in the other ayah, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ, which means whatever the Messenger gave you, take it, and whatever he prevents you from, stay away from. So the Messenger can give things, but as for hasib, the one who is sufficient, this can only be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot say حَسْبُنَا الرَّسُولُ صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ, they say حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ, they do not say حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And as in the other ayah, which means الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, those whom the people warned them and were trying to scare them by saying, your enemies have gathered their numbers against you. So that increased them in iman, and they said, sufficient is Allah to us, and He is indeed the best supporter and protector. And also Allah said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ حَسْبُكَ اللَّهُ وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, O Prophet, sufficient to you is Allah, and also to the believers who followed you. And also Allah said in this meaning, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدَهُ, which means, isn't Allah sufficient for His servant? This is a question which has an obvious answer, that yes, indeed He is sufficient. So now going back to the subject of discussion, he says, and this is where we stopped last time, خير ذلك أن العبد يراد به الذي عبده الله فعله ودبره وصرفه, which means a abd, it means Al-Mu'abbad, the one who has been made to humbled or paved down. Al-Mu'abbad, the one whom Allah has humbled him or paved him or tamed him. فَذَلَّلَهُ, so that he became humble before him. وَدَبَّرَهُ وَصَرَّفَهُ, and he took care of his affairs, of his guidance, of his direction. وبهذا الاعتبار فالمخلوقون كلهم عباد الله. With this understanding, all of the creatures are ibad of Allah, are servants of Allah. الأبرار منهم والفجار, whether they are righteous or evil, corrupt, whether they are righteous or corrupt, والمؤمنون والكفار, whether believers or disbelievers, وأهل الجنة وأهل النار, the people of Jannah as well as the people of the hellfire. All of them with this meaning are the ibad of Allah. إِذْ هُوَ رَبُّهُمْ كُلُّهُمْ وَمَلِيكُهُمْ لَا يَخْرُجُونَ عَمَّ مَشِيئَتِهِ وَقُدْرَتِهِ. Because He is their Lord, all of them. And He is the one who is in charge of them, who is to whom they belong. And they cannot go out of His will or His power. وكلماته التامات التي لا يجاوزهن بر ولا فاجر. Neither can they go against His complete words, His perfect words, His perfect commands, which cannot be overpassed by anyone, whether he is righteous or corrupt. And this he is referring by this to a hadith, authentic hadith, in which the Prophet ﷺ said that Jibreel came to him and he said, O Muhammad, say a thing, that is. And he said, what should I say? He said, قل أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات التي لا يجاوزهن بر ولا فاجر من شر ما خلق. Which means he taught him a dua to say, I seek refuge with Allah's complete words or commands that cannot be overridden by any righteous or nor corrupt person. I seek refuge in that or with that from the evil of anything that Allah or all things that Allah has created. So he is saying that with this understanding, all of the creatures are ibad of Allah Azza wa Jalla. فَمَا شَاءَ كَانَ وَإِنْ لَمْ يَشَأْ لَمْ يَشَاءُ. Whatever he wills will happen. Whatever Allah wills will happen. And if he does not will for something to happen, it will not happen. They will not, their will will not stand, will not make any effect, will not have any benefit. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَشَاءُ فَمَا شَاءَ كَانَ وَإِنْ لَمْ يَشَاءُ وَإِنْ لَمْ يَشَاءُ. Yeah, whatever he will, even if they do not will it, which means even if the ibad do not will for something to happen, it will still happen if Allah to happen. وَمَا شَاءُ إِلَّا مَا يَشَاءُ لَمْ يَكُنْ. And whatever they will, the ibad, the creatures of Allah, will not happen unless, if he did not will it, will for it to happen. As Allah Azza wa Jal said, أَفَغَيْرُونَ وَلَهُ أَسْلَمَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَكَرَهَا وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُونَ. Which means, is it a deen other than that of Allah that they are seeking, when to Him has submitted all that is in the heavens and on earth, طَوْعًا وَكَرَهًا, which means willingly or without will, which means against their will, hating to do it, forced to do it. وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُونَ, unwillingly, and they will return. They will return. فهو سبحانه رب العالمين وخالقهم ورازقهم ومحييهم ومميتهم. So He سبحانه وتعالى, exalted, is the Lord. He is their creator, their sustainer, the one who gives them life, the one who gives them death. ومقلب القلوب, He turns around the hearts. ومصرف أمورهم, He is the one who takes charge of their affairs. لا رب لهم غيره, there is no Lord for them other than Him. ولا مالك لهم سواه, and no owner or person who possesses them is there other than Him. ولا خالق لهم إلا هو, no creator for them except Him. سواء اعترفوا بذلك أو أنكروا, whether they admit to that or deny it, still this is the truth. وسواء علموا ذلك أو جاهلوا, and whether they knew it or were ignorant about it. لكن أهل الإيمان منهم عرفوا ذلك. However, the believers among them, among the ibad of Allah, knew that. They know this. They know all of what we mentioned about Allah Azza wa Jal. واعترفوا به, and they admit to it. بخلاف من كان جاهلا بذلك أو جاهدا له مستكبرا على ربه لا يقر ولا يخضع له. Contrary to the one who was ignorant about that, or who is ignorant about that, or who denies it, or who is arrogant before his Lord, who does not want to submit or accept. That's why it's okay. The other type of people we said are those who would deny that those truths or that truth, and even though they know that Allah is their Lord and their Creator. فالمعرفة بالحق إذا كانت مع الاستكبار عن قبوله والجحد له كانت عذابا على صاحبه. Knowing the truth, if it is associated with arrogance and denial of it, arrogance from accepting the truth, that is, one is arrogant and proud or haughty, he does not want to admit to the truth, and denial of it, if it is associated with this, which means if one knows the truth and he does not want to admit to it, if these come together, then this causes كَانَ عَذَابًا عَلَى صَاحِبِهِ. It will be a torture for the person. As Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوَّا فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Which means, this is about the people of Fir'aun in Surah An-Naml, that وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا, when Allah Azza wa Jalla sent to them the signs of Musa, that all the miracles that he gave to Musa, they denied them. جَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ. Even though their souls were certain, which means they were certain about them. ظُلْمًا وَعْلُوَّا, out of injustice and arrogance. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. So look what was the end, or the punishment, in other words, of those who do evil, which means Allah destroyed them.
Does that mean that, I mean, if a person does not accept the haq, true,
both torture in this life and the next life? This ayah mentions about their torture in that Allah Azza wa Jalla punished them by drowning them, and in the next life and in the grave as well, in Al-Barzakh, as another ayah says in Surah Al-Qasas, I believe. But also in this life, it is, you know, a contradiction. A person feels that he's in a struggle between knowing the truth and not willing to admit to it. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, الَّذِينَ أَتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَإِنَّ فَرِيقًا مِّنْهُمْ لَيَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Which means those to whom we have given the book, they know it like they know their own children, very clearly. It's talking about the Jews. Yet a number of them, a large group of them, hide the truth knowingly, while they know it. So they knew the truth and they denied it or rejected it. And he says, فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَكَ وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْهَدُونَ. Verily, they do not reject what you are commanding them, or they do not deny what you are telling them. However, rather, the unjust people, they are denying the ayat of Allah, the signs of Allah. So it's not that you as a person that they are denying, but they are denying the ayat, the clear signs of Allah. And that is, of course, a torture for them, to deny things that Allah is sending as a benefit and goodness for them. فَإِنْ اَعْتَرَفَ الْعَبْدُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ رَبُّهُ وَخَالِقُهُ. So if the abd admits that Allah is his Lord and Creator, وَأَنَّهُ مُفْتَخِرٌ إِلَيْهِ مُحْتَاجٌ إِلَيْهِ, and that he is in need to him, he is poor before him, he needs his help and support. عرف العبودية المتعلقة بربوبية الله. Then such a person, such a abd, such a worshipper will understand the meaning of عبودية, of servitude that is associated with the ربوبية, with the lordship of Allah, that Allah is the Lord that owns us, that created us, that sustains us, that we need Him, and therefore we need to submit fully to Him and love Him to the utmost. So then he will know the عبودية, the servitude that is associated with that understanding. وهذا العبد يسأل ربه. Such a abd would ask his Lord. ويتضرع إليه. And you know, يتضرع means implore him sincerely. ويتوكل عليه and relies on him. لكن قد يطيع أمره وقد يعصيه. Even though he may sometimes obey his command and sometimes disobey him. وقد يعبده مع ذلك. And وقد يعبده مع ذلك وقد يعبد الشيطان والأصنام. I see. And okay, what he's saying is that if the ubudiyya to Allah Azza wa Jal only derives from the aspect or from the angle that He is our Lord, He is our Creator, He is the owner of everything, and that is why we have to submit to Him, then this is not enough, because one would then obey Him and or disobey Him, could worship someone else with Him, could وَقَدْ يَعْبُدُ الشَّيْطَانَ وَالْأَصْنَامِ, he could worship the devil and the idols. ومثل هذه العبودية لا تفرق بين أهل الجنة وأهل النار. And this form of عبودية or servitude does not make a difference or distinguish between the people of Jannah and the people of the hell. ولا يصير بها الرجل مؤمنا. And a man would not be a believer by just this mere kind of عبودية. As Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. And most of them do not believe in Allah, but while they are mushrikeen, they join partners with Him. So their iman is not pure, is not clear, is not clean, but it is mixed. They join others with Him. فَإِنَّ الْمُشْرِكِينَ كَانُوا يُقِرُّونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ خَالِقُهُمْ وَرَازِقُهُمْ. The mushrikeen, the pagans at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, they believed that and they admitted to that Allah is their creator and their sustainer, and yet وَهُمْ يَعْبُدُونَ غَيْرًا, they used to worship other than Him. As Allah says, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. If you ask them who created the heavens and earth, they would say Allah. And Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ لِمَنِ الْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Say, to whom belongs the earth and what's on it, if you knew. سَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّهِ. قُلْ أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. They will say to Allah. Say, wouldn't you then remember? قُلْ مَنْ رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ السَّبْعِ وَرَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. Say, who is the Lord of the heavens, seven heavens, and the Lord of the great throne? سَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّهِ. قُلْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. They will say, all of this is to Allah, belongs to Allah. Say, shouldn't you then fear Him and have taqwa of Him? قُلْ مَنْ بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ يُجِيرُ وَلَا يُجَارُ عَلَيْهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Say, in whose hand is the ownership, the possession of everything, and He is the one who protects, and no one can protect against His will, anyone against His will, if you knew. They will say, سَيَقُولِ اللَّهِ قُلْ فَأَنَّا تُسْحَرُونَ. They will say to Allah, say, why are you then, what kind of magic is applied to you? Why are you not admitting to the truth, that is? So this is how they were, those people of Jahiliyyah. They knew that Allah is the creator of everything, the owner of everything, and yet they worshipped other than Him. وَكَثِيرٌ مِمَّنْ يَتَكَلَّمُ فِي الْحَقِيقَةِ وَيَشْهَدُهَا يَشْهَدُ هَذِهِ الْحَقِيقَةِ وَهِيَ الْحَقِيقَةُ الْكَوْنِيَّةُ الَّتِي يَشْتَرِكُ فِيهَا وَفِي شُهُودِهَا وَمَعْرِفَتِهَا الْمُؤْمِنُ وَالْكَافِرُ وَالْبَرُّ وَالْفَاجِرُ. بل وإبليس معترف بهذه الحقيقة وأهل النار. He says many of those who talk about the haqiqah, the truth, the reality, even you know some people, the Sufis, some of the Sufis, when they talk about haqiqah, they are talking about this aspect of the belief, which is believing that Allah is the creator, is the owner, and things like that, which is something that everybody knows. This is something that is witnessed by they witness it, and this is a reality of the creation that they come together in witnessing it, the believers and the disbelievers, the righteous and the corrupt. But rather, even Iblis admits to it, to this truth, and even the people of the fire. As Iblis said, Rabbi fa'anzirni ila yawm yub'athun, my Lord, give me a repose until the day when they are resurrected. So, which means that he admits that he is his Lord. And he said, Rabbi bima aghwaytani lazaynana fil ardi wa laghwiyannahum ajma'in, my Lord, because of what you have tempted me, I will decorate, adorn them, things for them, and tempt them, all of them. All of them on earth, and tempt all of them. And he said, فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأَغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ, by your glory I will tempt all of them. And he said, أَرَأَيْتَكَ هَذَا الَّذِي كَرَّمْتَ عَلَيَّ لَئِنْ أَخَّرْتَنِ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَأَحْتَنِكَنَّ ذُرِّيَّتَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Do you see to that whom you honored over me? Which means he acknowledges that Allah is the one who honors, who has the power to give and take and raise and lower and so on. He says, if you give me a repose to the day of judgment, I will take charge of his progeny, except very few of them. وأمثال هذا من الخطاب الذي يقر به فيه بأن الله ربه وخالقه وخالق غيره. And other similar statements from Iblis in which he admits that Allah is his Lord and the creator of others as well. Anybody wants to give adhan? It's, I think, adhan time, 10 minutes ago. Point out that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited singing the adhan. Okay, and form of singing is to wave the voice. So it should be, yeah, to wave it. It is a form of singing. So one should not say "Hayya ala salah," because this becomes singing. It should be "Hayya ala salah," "Hayya ala salah." Okay, it is very important, because otherwise one falls into the prohibition that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has established in regard to adhan. Yeah, so, okay, so we continue here with the remaining minutes that we have. Also about the people of the hellfire, they say, or they will say, قَالُوا رَبَّنَا غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْنَا شِقْوَتُنَا وَكُنَّا قَوْمًا ضَالِّينَ. Our Lord, our mischief has overcome us, and we were misguided people. And Allah says about them also, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى عَنْهُمْ ولو ترى إذ وقفوا على ربهم قال أليس هذا بالحق قالوا بلى وربنا قال فذوقوا عذاب الجحيم. Which means, and if you would see, one day will be made to stand before their Lord on the day of judgment, that is, and they will be asked, isn't this haqq, the truth? They will say, yes indeed, by our Lord, by Allah, that is. فمن وقف عند هذه الحقيقة وعند شهودها. So whoever only stops at this truth, the truth of that Allah is what? The Lord, the Creator, the Owner, which means the Lord. That Allah is the Lord, وعند شهودها, and He only witnesses to this alone. ولم يقم بما أمر به من الحقيقة الدينية, and He does not add to this, does not perform what He has been commanded of the حقيقة الدينية. See, He mentioned two حقيقات, two realities or two truths. The first truth is الحقيقة الكونية. He mentioned الحقيقة الكونية, the truth of the being, that is that Allah creates things and by telling them to be, and they be, and they are. So this is الحقيقة الكونية, and He said this is something that is common not only to the believers, even the disbelievers accept this in general, and they admit to it. Even Iblis, even the disbelievers of the hellfire, all of them admit to this. So this is not sufficient to make a person a true abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship Him correctly. The other truth is al-haqiqatu al-diniyya, the religious truth, the truth which has to do with the deen, with worshipping Allah azza wa jal. التي هي عبادته المتعلقة بألوهيته وطاعة أمره وأمر رسوله. Which is, what is that حقيقة? It is to worship Him, worshipping Him, which is associated with His uluhiyya, with His being the God, the God. Not only the Lord, but also the God. وطاعة أمره, and to obey His command, وأمر رسوله, and the command of His messenger. Whoever stops at the first haqiqah, he says, haqiqah al-kawniyah, without going beyond it to the other haqiqah, which is haqiqah al-diniyah, كان من جنس إبليس أو أهل النار. He would be similar to Iblis, to Satan, and to the people of the fire. Okay. وإن ظن مع ذلك أنه من خواص أولياء الله وأهل المعرفة والتحقيق الذين سقط عنهم الأمر والنهي الشرعيان كان من أشر أهل الكفر والإلحاد. If, in addition to this, a person, which means if a person stops at the first of these two things, which is that admits to that Allah is the Lord, without admitting to that he should worship Him as He commanded and as His Messenger taught, if he stops there, and in addition to that, he would assume or think that he is of the close beloved ones to Allah, and he is of the people of knowledge, of ma'rifa, of acquaintance with things, and tahqiq, those who are very well experienced in what's going on, which means like the Sufis, the high level Sufis, that is how they think, from whom or of whom the command and the prohibition, the shari command and prohibition, have been dropped. They do not have to perform any command or prohibition. You don't need that, Abdullah. Then he would be among the worst of people of disbelief and denial of Iman, that is. He would be among the worst of the people of Kufr and Ilhad. Kufr, huh?
Who would that be?
The one who, in addition to only accepting one of the two realities or truths, in addition to that, assume that he is very great, that he has completed his knowledge, and he is a close beloved one to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, وَمَنْ ظَنَّ أَنَّ الْخَضِرَ وَغَيْرَهُ سَقَطَ عَنْهُمُ الْأَمْرُ لِمُشَاهَدَةِ الْإِرَادَةِ وَنَحْوِ ذَلِكَ كَانَ قَوْلُهُ هَذَا مِنْ شَرِّ أَقْوَالِ الْكَافِرِينَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. And whoever would think that Al-Khadir, rahimahullah, or others, or radiyallahu anhu, or sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, depending on whether he was a messenger or a good, righteous man. Whoever believed that Al-Khadr or others, the command, that the commands of Allah have been dropped in their regard, which means they do not have to obey the commands of Allah, the mushahadat al-irada, because they have been witnesses to the will of Allah, which means they know things more than the most other people know, and things like that. Whoever says this or thinks like this, كان قوله هذا من شر أقوال الكافرين بالله ورسوله, then his statements would be among the worst statements of those who disbelieve in Allah and His Messenger. حتى يدخل في النوع الثاني من معنى العبد. Until, so this continues to hold, until the person would enter into the second meaning of the second type of the meanings of abd. What is the second type? What is the second type? We said there is the word abd can apply to all people with the general meaning that they all realize that Allah is their creator, that Allah is their sustainer, that Allah has the power over them, and so on. This is the first meaning, and that meaning applies to the believers and disbelievers, to everyone. There is the other meaning which applies only to the believers. What is that? Yeah, that he would worship Allah correctly. In addition to that understanding, he would worship Allah. So the second meaning is العبد بمعنى العابد, that he becomes a عبد with the meaning of عابد, of worshipper. فيكون عابدا لله, so that he would be a worshipper of Allah. لا يعبد إلا إياه, and that he would not worship anyone other than him. فيطيع أمره وأمر رسله, and that he would obey his command and the command of his messengers. ويوالي أولياءه المؤمنين المتقين, and he would befriend the أولياء, the believing أولياء or friends of Allah who have taqwa, وَيُعَادِ أَعْدَاءَهُ, and he would be enemy of the enemies of Allah. So unless a person gets to this level, he would not fulfill the full meaning of ibadah, of being a abd of Allah Azza wa Jal. وهذه العبادة, and this ibadah, متعلقة بإلهيته تعالى, relates to his إلهية, to his being the إله, the God سبحانه وتعالى, that should be worshipped without joining others with him. ولهذا كان عنوان التوحيد لا إله إلا الله, and because of this, the title of tawheed, the word, the clause that makes a person a muwahhid, is لا إله إلا الله. There is no deity, no one who deserves to be worshipped except Allah. لا إله إلا الله. بخلاف من يقر بربوبيته ولا يعبده أو يعبد معه إلها آخر. Contrary to the one who would admit to his rububiyyah, to that he is the Rabb, the Lord, but does not worship him, or worships with him someone else, then this is not saying La ilaha illallah. He would say La Rabba illallah, there is no Lord except Allah, but he would not say La Rabba La ilaha illallah, there is no God to be worshipped except Allah. So that's not acceptable from him. فالإله هو الذي يألهه القلب بكمال الحب والتعظيم والإجلال والإكرام والخوف والرجاء ونحو ذلك. So in summary, الإله, the God, the true God that is the one to whom the heart turns to and submits to with complete love and glorification and honoring and fearing and hoping and other things like that. Okay, so we stop here inshallah, because it's about time for Iqamah, and we continue from here next time or next week or the week after. What we try to do is alternate between Ubudiyyah one week inshallah and loving the Messenger another week from now on, so that, you know, because they are somewhat related subjects, but also they focus on some different things. So inshallah, that way we can continue covering and being attached to both subjects at the same time. So our meeting inshallah will be next Wednesday with loving Allah, loving the Messenger, And then if we live to it the week after that, we go back to Al-Ubudi. هذا وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.